paragraph Zion, v'chometz hu bechinas moichin shel chutz loretz. So matzo represents noyam ho'elyon, the moichin of Eretz Yisrael. That means that chometz is the opposite. Chometz represents moichin of chutz loretz. Sheheim choivlim, which represents conflict, bechinas machloikis, bechinas dinim, judgment, harshness, sheze bechinas moichin de katnus. Another term for that that's used throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah is called moichin de katnus, small brains, you know, or when the brain is small. Shehu bechinas chometz usoir kemuva. That's associated with chometz and soir. It's brought that the word soir represents the midas hadin in all of its form, in many of its forms. The aleph of soir is sin, aleph resh. The aleph stands for Elohim, which is Hashem's name of din. The shin is Elohim bemilui. When you write Elohim, aleph lamed pei, lamed mem dalet, hey, and it equals 300 exactly. So the shin of soir is the milui of Elohim, and the resh of the word soir is the achorayim of Elohim. When you write Elohim Aleph, Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem, it equals 200 exactly. So Seoir represents Midas Hadin, Din, Judgment, Moichen de Katnus, Moichen of Chutzlaritz. All of that is one category, one term, which is the opposite of Matzah, which represents Noyam Ho'elyon, that heavenly splendor, that spectacular light. Ki chometz zebechinas ki is chametz levavi. Because chometz, Rav Nosson Zal says, we know the term chometz refers to sour, spoiled. There's a pasuk ki is chametz levavi, my heart will become sour and spoiled. Loshen kas, the sinner. It refers to a person who has anger and hate in their heart, chas v'shalom. Bechinas machlekes, which is synonymous with conflict. Shehu bechinas moichin shel chutzlaretz kanal. That's the moichin of chutzlaretz. Ve'ikur moichin shel chutzlaretz heim al yedei pigam hakovrit kanal. And we mentioned, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moran, that what generates moichin of chutzlaretz is when the kovrit becomes defective. When there's a defect or a decrease in the kovrit, that results in moichin of chutzlaretz. V'zeo bechinas chometz, bechinas chamutz begodim. There's a term chamutz begodim that's used in the Navi. Rav Nosson Zal says chamutz begodim, haynu begodim meluchlochim. Soiled clothing is called chamutz begodim, clothing that's dirty. Ze bechinas pegam hakovoid. That's another way of saying a defect or deficiency in the kovoid. Because the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kavod. So we see the word chometz is used to refer to defective clothing. Soiled clothing is called chamutz begodim. So we see that chometz represents a defect in the kavod. Gam, in addition, chamutz begodim pirush rashi midom. On that pasuk, chamutz begodim, Rashi says we're talking about clothing that's soiled from blood. It got the clothing got dirty from blood. V'zeh bechinas chometz shu moichin shel chutzlaretz, bechinas machloikes v'kas v'sina, bechinas pegam hakovid shu bechinas domim. Rav Nosson Zal ties all of these things together. That's chometz, moichin of chutzlaretz, machloikes, anger, hate, pegam and kovoid, which leads to bloodshed, right? What does anger and hate and disrespect lead to? Blood. Ki ikra hakovoid hu'al yedei bechinas odom kemavoyer shom b'mayim ranal. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Ayin Aleph, this Torah that this halach is based on, and he also talks about this in Torah Vav, in the first half of the Likutei Moran, that kovoid, the main kovoid tash, is generated through man, through Adam. Ve'ikar hu kishabchinas Adam b'shleimus. And when can man really generate kovoid? When man is b'shleimus. Ve'ikar shleimus bechinas Adam hu al yedei ha'alef shebadam. And the main shleimus of Adam is through the first letter in the word Adam, the Aleph of Adam. This is a rule throughout the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh emphasizes that the first letter of a word is the main thrust of that word. The power of a word is found in its first letter. Just like when it comes to children being born, we have the whole law of Bechor, the firstborn, that the firstborn has all kinds of different rules and halachas. Because the Arizal explains that when people get married, the first child that's born has the whole essence of the father. The other kids get like the remainder, the residue. That first one has a tremendous, tremendous chashivus. And the Zohar HaKadosh applies this to the first letter of a word, that the first letter of the word is the main chashivus. So in the word Adam, the most important letter is that Aleph. As we see in Torah Vav and Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal has major, major, major discussion about this word Adam and about the Aleph, the upper part of the Aleph and the middle part of the Aleph and the lower part of the Aleph. Kiles Adam Baloi Aleph, because the Tikkun Ezra says you can't have the word Adam without the Aleph. The whole the beginning of Adam is Aleph. Aval Kisho Aleph Nistalekes Chasashon. But when the Aleph, the most important part of Adam, is removed, and we talk about importance, importance is respect, right? You respect someone that's important, or you respect a place because of its importance, right? Or a dish, whatever it is. So if we take away the importance, if we take away that first letter, which is the most important, the Aleph, if we're poigim in the kavod, then azai nishar dam. Then what's left is blood. And again, blood is associated with fighting, anger, hate. Dainu bechinas hisgabrus hadamim, which means an increase in the blood, shehu bechinas pegama bris, which is associated with pegama bris. We know that when a woman has the flow of blood, that's referred to as a tuma, that dam nidois. Pegama kovoid, a deficiency in the kovoid. Bechinas chamutz begodim midam. As the Rashi HaKadosh says over there, the clothing is soiled from blood. Hainu shabegodim shem bechinas kovoid meluchlochim chas v'sholom al yidei hisgabrus hadamim shem bechinas dam nidois. Meaning that the clothing, which is synonymous with kovoid, has become dirty and spoiled through an increase in blood, through the bloodiness. Shem bechinas dam nidois, which is the blood of nida, meaning pegama bris. Shal yodom nestalek hadibur. And this causes the dibur to go away. This causes the person not to be able to speak. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, ne'elamti, I was muted. Dumia, I was silenced. Hechishe simitoiv, I was silenced completely from all goodness. Kemuva, as Rabbeinu Zal brings over there in Torah Choftes, in the first half of Likud Imran, Rabbeinu Zal shows how when there's pegama bris, you can't speak. He quotes the Gemara, I believe, or the Zohar HaKadosh, which speaks about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, that during his time, the rainbow was never seen. We know that as a result of the generation of the flood, about them, it says that their worst thing was pegama bris, right? Ki hishchis kol bosor darkal oretz. And when Hashem promised that there'll never again be a flood, Hashem said, if things ever get so bad that I would want to bring a flood, I'll put the rainbow in the sky to remind you that I'm remembering my covenant that I promised that I'm not going to bring a flood. That's why we make the bracha zoicher habris, when you see the rainbow. Because that reminds us of the promise that Hashem made that he's not going to bring a flood again, even if chas v'shalom, it's warranted. So the rainbow represents chas v'shalom when there's pegama bris. That's why it says by the very great tzaddikim, during their lifetime, the rainbow was not seen. Throughout the lifetime of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, the rainbow was never seen. And when they told him about Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that he's a very great tzaddik, he said, oh yeah, was the rainbow seen during his time? That was the question that he asked, you know. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that they say in the Zohar HaKadosh that during the lifetime of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, everybody was free to speak. Dibur was permitted, because Rabbi Shimon Yochai represented such a power of Tikkun HaBris in the world that speech was okay. After Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, the students said, watch what you say. Don't open your mouth because you're much more vulnerable and susceptible to mess up, that your words should mess up, because that great, great generator of Tikkun HaBris called Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal is not here anymore. So that's where Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection between Dibur, the ability to speak, and Tikkun HaBris. And when there's Pigam HaBris, then there's this silence. Vezeo b'chinas pegam hakovoid. And that's also an example that also reflects a deficiency in kovoid. Ki ikar hakovoid al yedei hadibur. Because how do we respect somebody? We respect somebody by what he says, by the dibur. Man, the fact that we learned before that man is the one who's in the greatest position to give Hashem kovoid, more than the animals, more than the plants, more than... Why? What is it about man? Man is called medaber, remember? Doimem tsemeach chai medaber. So the main kovoid of man is totally in dibur. Shehu geder hodom. Kama shikos Rabbeinu Zal b'makom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Kuf Tzadik Dalet. So therefore again, when the kovoid is messed up, then we can't speak. Then there isn't odom, there's dam, there's dinim and gvurois, and the mouth is closed. When the kovoid is elevated, then we're able to really speak. That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the holiday of Pesach, Pesach is the letters Pe-Soch. The mouth speaks. The Dibur was taken out of Golos. Out of Golos. Because when the kovoid was defective, then you can speak. Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining, I can't speak, I'm Kvad Peh, right? But when there's Geula, when the Jews are taken out of Golos, when the kovoid is elevated, then we're able to speak. V'zeh b'chinas Pesach v'yitzias Mitzrayim she'tzrichin l'saken u'lahachmiya b'chinas hadamim. And this is the whole concept of the holiday of Pesach and the Jews going out of Egypt, where we're trying to fix and subdue this blood, this bad blood, the blood that represents Pigam HaBris, the Dam Nida, b'chinas Dam Nidus, Shehem Asora Mine Domim. This refers to the 10 types of blood. Sheyanikosum Mi Pigam HaKovoy Chibchinas Asora Madregos. Those 10 types of blood draw their power from the Pigam in Kovoid, which is again the 10 statements of creation. Kiyesh Eser Bechinois Bahakovoid. Because there are 10 levels in Kovoid. Kiyesh kovoid proti b'chol maimor maimor me'asur ma'moreish b'hem nevroilam kemuvur maimar nal ayin sham. Because as Rabbeinu Zal expounds over there in Torah Ayin Aleph, there were 10 statements of creation. Each one of those statements represented a different level of kovoid of Hashem. As we say in Tehillim, uveheicholoi kuloi oimer kovoid. All of the amirois, all 10 amirois ma'morois were kovoid. Each one represented a different level of kovoid. V'alkein, kishayotzu mimitzrayim, and therefore when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, chutzruchu lechoil matzah, they had to eat matzah, shehu b'chinas noyam. We said matzah represented moichen of Eretz Yisrael. Matzah represents noyam ho'elyoin, b'chinas moichen shel Eretz Yisrael. Shezeh ikar yetzias Mitzrayim. Because that's what leaving Egypt is really all about. Lotzeis mimoichen shel chutz laretz, lovoi lemoichen shel Eretz Yisrael. That we're going out of the moichen of chutz laretz, which is represented most by Mitzrayim. We said before, Mitzrayim is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the highest, Mitzrayim is the lowest. Mitzrayim is Erva Soretz, Erva, Pigam HaBris, Dam, blood. The first plague was Dam, you know. That's what Mitzrayim is all about. And leaving Mitzrayim is leaving to Eretz Yisrael. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says clearly, V'oisonu hoitzi misham, Hashem took us out of there, Leman hovi oisonu el ha'oretz ha'shenish b'laviseinu, to bring us to the land that he had promised our forefathers. So we see that the whole concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim is going out of Moichen of Chutz Laretz into Moichen of Eretz Yisrael, going out of Machloikis into Noyam. And again, the matzah, we said, is a food that represents this Noyam Hoelian. Matzah is very high-level Moichen, Ov and Sog, Chochma and Bina, which represent this very high-level Moichen. And the 10 plagues represented restoring those 10 statements of creation, which are all about Kavod. And the fact that we went down to Golus was because we messed up the Kavod through the 10 plagues. With each punch, Hashem taught the Egyptians and the Jews respect. Hashem got everybody to listen to what he had to say. Some of this isn't easy, especially, again, if you're hearing it for the first time. There's Kabbalistic concepts here a little bit, but absorb it. Rav Nosson Zal is doing an incredible job of everything is with psukim, everything fits perfectly. It's just if you're hearing it for the first time or you're hearing some of these concepts the first time, it's a little scary. But with Hashem's help, the second time is much easier and v'chulu v'chulu.